This bill goes to the governor's desk with a speed for which government is not normally known and which opponents have criticized. Here's Representative Katrina Shankland following Thursday's Assembly floor debate. She says lawmakers were too busy passing a budget to give this bill the attention it deserved.
They had no idea an extreme and radical abortion ban would be coming up. We all thought this would be coming in September.
The 20-week abortion ban was introduced in late May. The state Senate passed the bill in early June. But in early March, before a bill was even introduced, Governor Scott Walker said he'd sign it. He laid out his intentions in an open letter after getting criticism from social conservatives nationally. The issue is getting attention nationwide for several reasons. There's a stalled 20-week abortion ban in Congress, and all major Republican presidential candidates have said they support such a ban. But the real battle for abortion access is unfolding at the state level. Republican Representative Dave Heaton.
I believe Wisconsin should protect the lives of unborn children who are capable of experiencing pain.
The American Congress of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says evidence suggests that's not possible until the third trimester. All the state's mainstream medical groups oppose the 20-week ban. Democratic Representative Therese Berceau says this bill created more opposition than others.
Every single session that I've been here, we've had bills like this that have tried to restrict a woman's ability to make her own decisions. Every single session, the medical community comes out, but never, ever have they come out so strongly and in such numbers as on this bill.
Medical groups say it interferes with the doctor-patient relationship, and it opens doctors up to criminal penalties if they perform an abortion later determined not to be a medical emergency. In addition, it could force women to carry a fetus with severe abnormalities that will never survive beyond the womb. But the fetus could be healthy, says Representative Joe Sanfilippo. He says doctors are fallible and tests aren't foolproof.
Medicine is not black and white. Doctors cannot always say for sure what is going to happen in any situation.
Medicine Democrat Chris Taylor agreed with Sanfilippo to some extent.
Medicine is not black and white. It is not black and white, but your bill makes it black and white. That's the problem with this bill. It says unless a woman is going to imminently die, or a physician can say she's going to lose a bodily function, you're out of luck. And if you make the wrong decision, physician, you're going to jail.
Most abortions occur before the time frame set by the law. In 2013, there were only 89 abortions performed after 20 weeks in Wisconsin. Abortion supporters say legislation like this is part of a much broader long-term legal strategy among anti-abortion activists to push the Supreme Court into chipping away at some of the protections established in Roe v. Wade. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.